DeepEnglish.com.
Imagine loving someone so much that you'd swim more than 5,000 miles to see them. Dindim manages to swim that far every single year to visit his friend João Pereira de Souza in Brazil. Who manages to swim 5,000 miles every single year to see his friend João Pereira de Souza in Brazil? Dindim manages to swim that far every single year to visit his friend João Pereira de Souza in Brazil. This is heartwarming, not only because of the love between the two friends, but because Dindim is actually a penguin. Is this a heartwarming story? Yes, it is. It is a heartwarming story. Why is this heartwarming? This is heartwarming not only because of the love between the two friends, but because Dindim is actually a penguin. João found Dindim covered in oil, barely alive, on a beach, near his home, in a small island village outside of Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Did João find Dindim covered in salt? No, he didn't. He found Dindim covered in oil. Where did João find Dindim? João found Dindim on a beach near his home in a small island village outside of Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. He picked him up, cleaned him off, and brought him to his house, where he nursed him back to health. What did he do after he picked him up, cleaned him off, and brought him to his house? After he picked him up, cleaned him off, and brought him to his house, he nursed him back to health. João named him Dindim. Who named him Dindim? João named him Dindim. After a week, he brought the penguin back to the beach and tried to release him, but Dindim refused to leave João. What happened when he brought the penguin back to the beach and tried to release him? When he brought the penguin back to the beach and tried to release him, Dindim refused to leave João. João, a retired fisherman, and Dindim, a penguin, lived together for the next 11 months. How long did João, a retired fisherman, and Dindim, a penguin, live together? João, a retired fisherman, and Dindim, a penguin, lived together for the next 11 months. Would you live with Dindim the penguin? Then Dindim disappeared. Then did Dindim stay close to João? No, he didn't. Dindim then disappeared. Sadly, João thought he'd never see his friend again. Did João think he would see his friend again soon? No, he didn't. João thought he would never see his friend again. But just a few months later, Dindim was back. When was Dindim back? Just a few months later, Dindim was back. He found João on the beach and followed him home. Did Dindim find João, or did João find Dindim? Dindim found João. Where did he find João? He found João on the beach and followed him home. Each year, he disappears for 4 months to mate on the Patagonia coast of Argentina. Each year, how long does he disappear to mate on the Patagonia coast of Argentina? Each year, he disappears for 4 months to mate on the Patagonia coast of Argentina. For the other 8 months, he lives with João. Who does he live with for the other 8 months? For the other 8 months, he lives with João. Every year, people say he won't return. But that was 5 years ago, and he keeps coming back. Every year, do people say he won't return? Yes, every year, people say he won't return. But does he keep coming back? Yes, he keeps coming back. João says that each time they reunite, Dindim becomes more affectionate and seems happier to see him. Each time they reunite, who becomes more affectionate and happier? Each time they reunite, Dindim becomes more affectionate and seems happier. He says he loves the penguin as if it were his own child. Does he love his own child as if it were a penguin? No, of course not. He loves the penguin as if it were his own child. He feels certain that Dindim loves him in the same way. What does he feel certain about? he feels certain that Dindim loves him in the same way. Ecologist Carl Safina says that animals can and do love humans. What does ecologist Carl Safina say about animals? Ecologist Carl Safina says that animals can and do love humans. He writes and speaks a lot about animals and their feelings. What does he write and speak a lot about? He writes and speaks a lot about animals and their feelings. He loves to use an example of a killer whale who led disoriented researchers on a boat through a thick fog all the way to their destination at the shore. What does he love to use an example of? He loves to use an example of a killer whale who led disoriented researchers on a boat through a thick fog all the way to their destination at the shore. According to Carl, it's obvious that animals feel love for humans. According to Carl, is it obvious that animals feel hatred for humans? No, it's not. According to Carl, it's obvious that animals feel love for humans. What's less obvious is whether or not humans love animals enough to protect them. What's less obvious? What's less obvious is whether or not humans love animals enough to protect them. Hundreds of thousands of animals are killed by the same oil that covered Dindim when Joao found him. What are hundreds of thousands of animals killed by? Hundreds of thousands of animals are killed by the same oil that covered Dindim when Joao found him. 50% of wildlife has disappeared in the last 40 years because of humans destroying their habitats. Why has 50% of wildlife disappeared in the last 40 years? 50% of wildlife has disappeared in the last 40 years because of humans destroying their habitats. Scientists say we're in a new mass extinction period. What do scientists say? Scientists say we're in a new mass extinction period. In the next two generations, they predict that we'll lose 75% of the remaining species on Earth. In the next two generations, what percentage of our remaining species do scientists predict we'll lose? In the next two generations, they predict that we'll lose 75% of the remaining species on Earth. People can debate whether animals like Dindim can truly love humans, but the real question is whether humans can love animals enough to save them. People can debate whether animals like Dindim can truly love humans, but what's the real question? The real question is whether humans can love animals enough to save them. Do you think humans can love animals enough to save them?